This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces swept deeper into territory seized from fleeing Russian troops on Monday, and joyful residents returned to former frontline villages, while Moscow shells rained down on Kharkiv, setting up fires across the region's main city. Ukraine's general staff said its soldiers had recaptured more than 20 towns and villages in just the past day. Further south, they repelled attempted Russian advances in two other areas of the Donetsk region, it said in an evening update. As thousands of troops pulled back, leaving behind ammunition and equipment, Russia fired missiles at power stations on Sunday, causing blackouts in Kharkiv and adjacent regions. Scotland is saying goodbye to Queen Elizabeth, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
King Charles accompanied his late mother's coffin on an emotion-charged procession through the historic heart of Edinburgh. Rosamund Allen felt sorry for the royal family itself to be on show.
I really hope and pray they can get something out of today and have a chance to mourn themselves. They were very kind to allow us to be part of their sadness.
From the procession, a memorial service at St. Giles Cathedral. Ian Greenshields is Church of Scotland moderator.
Today we mourn her passing, but we also celebrate the long and happy reign that we experienced with her.
Prince Charles received condolences from the Scottish Parliament.
I take up my new duties with thankfulness for all that Scotland has given me.
The Queen's coffin is at the cathedral for the public to pay their respects. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.